Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 020426. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. You are welcome this day. You are welcome to Prophetic Declaration Hour, where destinies are aligned, where people's lives are reprogrammed to match God's will. This is a place where you should be expecting a shift of lives, where lives are transformed by the power of God's word. I want you to get ready as these words go forth. Your wilderness will answer, your desert will rejoice, and your life will blossom in grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye. And today, we are going to be focusing on a topic that says awakening to a season of blossoming. Remember, it is our month of blossoming in grace. So today's topic is awakening to a season of blossoming. And our scripture focus is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, verse 1 and 2, which says, "The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly." Amen and amen. And quickly, I want us to have a sober reflection on that scripture. I want you to hear this word of the Lord. This is your awakening season. This is your awakening season. God is announcing a divine shift over your life and over your family. The wilderness represents every dry season you have endured. It may be delays, disappointments, struggles that seemed endless. Because there's somebody listening to me now, you have been struggling and struggling and struggling. Today is your day of visitation. The solitary place speaks of moments of isolation when help was far and hope felt faint. But God is saying, enough is enough. Can you also say enough is enough? That dry ground is about to respond to grace. That stagnation and that stagnant situation in particular is about to receive divine life. What refused to move will begin to shift. This is your awakening moment. Your eyes are opening to divine possibilities. Your spirit is rising to align with heaven's agenda. You are stepping out of limitation into manifestation. Get ready. Joy is replacing sorrow. Beauty is replacing barrenness. Progress is replacing stagnation. You are not just in the same season anymore. This is your season of blossoming in grace. And you shall blossom in grace in this month, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want us to go to prophetic declarations and prayers. Don't forget, it's prayer of agreement. Where two of us shall agree on anything, shall be done. So I want you to begin to have faith that every declarations and prayers we are making today will be a done deal. And don't forget, there is power in your mouth, power on your tongue. So you have to declare also with me. Therefore, lift your voice wherever you are and declare with power and with faith and say, my Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this new season of blossoming in grace. I step into divine alignment now. In Jesus' mighty name, every wilderness experience in my life, hear the word of the Lord. Begin to rejoice and blossom now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I arise from every form of spiritual slumber. I awaken into divine purpose, into clarity, and into manifestation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, arise, shine, for the light is come. Therefore, I decree, I prophesy that my light has come. In this new season, my light has come. I refuse to remain in darkness. I refuse to remain in confusion. I refuse to remain in stagnation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare that every dormant gift, every buried potential, come alive now by the power of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My gift is given to me by God. My endowment is given to me by God for me to profit with. Therefore, once more, I decree, I prophesy over my life that every dormant gift in me shall come alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Every buried potential, amen. I can perform more than I am doing now. I am very sure of that. Therefore, I command every buried potential in me to come alive now in this new season. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive divine sensitivity. I will not miss my season of visitation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5:14 says, awake thou that sleepest, and Christ shall give thee light. Therefore, I decree and I declare, O Lord, transform every dryness in my life into fruitfulness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every financial dryness, translate it, Father, to fruitfulness, to financial abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. Where I have experienced delay, I declare acceleration. Divine acceleration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I receive divine speed in this new season in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What I could not do before, I shall begin to do them. I receive the stamina, the energy, the strength, the inner man, the strength from the inner man to do the unusual in this new season in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree, where I have seen rejection, I declare divine acceptance from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Everywhere they have rejected my voice, from this day, in this new season, I will become the major voice to be reckoned with in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For every one door that was shut against my face in the time past, I decree and I declare, I prophesy over my life that 700 other beautiful ones shall be opened in replacement in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For one opportunity that I missed, Lord, 10 will come, 100 will come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I decree and I declare, where there has been barrenness, I declare supernatural fruitfulness into my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I command fruitfulness into my life in every area that I've experienced barrenness. Barrenness will no longer be my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 35:2 says, it shall blossom abundantly. Therefore, I prophesy over my life. I blossom abundantly. I flourish visibly. I increase undeniably in the name of Jesus Christ. I say that one again. I prophesy over my life. I blossom abundantly. I flourish visibly. I increase undeniably in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My efforts yield results. My labor produces harvest. My seed bring forth abundance in the name of Jesus Christ. In Psalm 1, verse 3, the Bible says, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I break every cycle of stagnation. I terminate every pattern of disappointment. In the name of Jesus, the pattern of disappointment over my family is terminated now. The pattern of disappointment over my children, you are terminated now. In the name of Jesus Christ, disappointment in delayed marriages, I terminate you by the blood of Jesus today from my family, from my children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I terminate joblessness. In the mighty name of Jesus, the spirit of joblessness in our family is terminated now. Among my children, that spirit of joblessness is terminated now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I step into a new dimension of progress. I step into a new dimension of growth and fulfillment. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, grace, speak for me. Grace, speak for me. Favor, surround me. Opportunities, locate me. In the mighty name of Jesus, from this day forward, I walk in flourishing, I live in increase, and I manifest divine abundance. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, everything that I've just declared today will go for my family also. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Quickly, I want someone to listen to this word of knowledge. The Spirit of the Lord is saying that your season of waiting for employment is ending. God is opening doors you did not knock on. God is opening doors you did not knock on. That is what is on ground. You have applied, you have waited, and hoped repeatedly. Yes, yet doors have remained closed. It has brought discouragement to you. It has put you under pressure, and even questions about identity and your worth is coming now. Your identity and your worth, and that results into frustration. That God is declaring that this is not a permanent condition. It is a season that is expiring, and is expiring now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because God is stepping into it. God is going to open unexpected opportunities for you. God is going to connect you with the right people. God is going to position you where your value will be recognized. Because there's somebody that where you are not recognized, your value is not recognized, your potential, your gift, your talent not recognized. Yet you are the main person, but you are not recognized. The story is changing. You remember that scripture in Revelation chapter 3, verse 8, say, behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no more can shut it. At this time now, no man can shut what God is about doing in your life. And from prophetic insight, doors that were once closed are opening now. Your employment breakthrough will come suddenly and without struggle. Hallelujah. And there is somebody in particular that God wants you to start a business. God wants you to start a business, not to be carrying certificates up and down, because you as a person, you are an employer of labor. You are an employer of labor. Unfortunately, all you are looking for all this time is a walk through your certificate or salary job, for that matter. Please, I want you to reconsider yourself. You have the skill, you have the talent, you know what to do. You know how to turn things around. So the question is, why are you going up and down looking for salary job? So step out with faith and lay your hand on the needful. If you need to learn a skill, please go and learn it very fast, very fast. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' mighty name. I pray for everyone under that condition. I pray that your season of joblessness is over. I pray that doors of opportunities are opening for you, and you will define replacement and favor. You will step into your place of provision and purpose in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Everybody, let's pray in closing. Hallelujah. I want you to declare this boldly. Say, I am awakened to my season of blossoming. My wilderness is turning into a garden. My dry season I offer forever. I blossom abundantly by grace. Everything around me is responding to God's power. I walk in fruitfulness. I walk in favor and visible increase. This is my season, and I will not miss it. In Jesus' mighty name, you will not miss your season. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In closing, I want you to know that you have just stepped into your season of blossoming. Go forth and manifest it. Until the next prophetic declaration hour, remain awakened, remain aligned, and keep blossoming in grace. Your host your host is Pastor Wale Richard Ladunjoye. He's a pastor and counselor at the same time, and is the author of Praying Scriptures and Counseling Devotional. Look out for it every day. There's a written fashion of it also. In case you are not connected, you can get in touch with me so that I can connect you. If you want to reach me on +234 9022 352 952. Keep sharing this broadcast until somebody is blessed by it. While we are waiting to meet next time, I want you to be conscious of God's presence around you wherever you go. You are blessed. You are eternally blessed today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.